Dogs had a comfortable win yesterday over the Adelaide Crows. They did it in what was and what we loved is a real country footy feel to it. So it's great to have Anthony Scott on, who I'm sure is back from Ballarat now. 17 disposals yesterday. Anthony, hello to you. Welcome to AFL Nation.
G'day, boys. Having me on.
No, it's an absolute pleasure. How did you find it yesterday? Did you think that when you were there that it had a little bit of that country footy or suburban footy feel? You grew up playing in the Ammos, if I'm not mistaken, around suburban Melbourne. Did it have that feel to it with car horns honking and people cheering?
Yeah, as soon as the car horns started honking, it certainly had that local footy feel to it, which is, yeah, like you mentioned, something that I'm familiar with playing through the Ammos.
And Anthony, your role, you're a dog-hungry half-forward that just comes up and does the role for the team. It's a tough role to play, the high half-forward. You can be caught in between a lot. You had a nice day yesterday, so you're starting to really build in to your career and your season.
Yeah, I was actually playing off half-back yesterday, but have spent the majority of the season playing that high half-forward role. We had Taylor Duray go out late during the week last week, and Bevo gave me a tap on the shoulder on Thursday arvo in the gym and just said, "We'd like you to fill that role in the back line as Taylor's gone down." So more than happy to do that.
Ooh. Absolutely, Anthony. Well, I was caught up yesterday, but I've been watching you and keeping an eye very, very closely on your work at half forward, because I have a huge admiration for these guys. It's a role that at times, like, you're a victim of being able to actually do it okay because they make you keep doing it. So actually to go to half back and free up and get a kick and get a bit of pigskin in your hands must have felt really nice. Well, what will happen beyond next week when Taylor Duray does come back from being managed, Anthony? Are we going to stay off half back and kick someone else into that high half forward position?
I'm not sure. I have to speak to the coach about that one. But, I just do whatever's required, and whether that be half back, forward, more than happy to do either.
Anthony, just with that, Bevo's shown this year especially that he's not afraid to throw the magnets around. So we've been talking a lot through the year about Bailey Dale going from a half forward to a half back. Jason Johannesson, a Norm Smith medalist off half back, is now playing as a half forward. Josh Shackey goes back last week. So talk us through the chats that Bevo has and the confidence that he instills in you to be versatile, that he backs you in to be able to play the role that the team requires on any given day in any different position.
Yeah, I think, well, especially with such a strong list, you want to be more than happy to play any position that the coach is going to put you in, especially if it means you'll get a game in the AFL 22. So, yeah, you've got to be ready for there to be changes week to week, and even in game, you'll often throw the magnets around. So you've kind of just got to be ready for that, and it means paying attention perhaps a bit more in meetings to know what's going on in each different line. But it looks like, yeah, Shaq, he's really embraced that move into the back line, which has been awesome to see from him. And then, yeah, you mentioned Bailey Dale. That's been a bit of a masterstroke from Bevo this year, putting him into the back line. He looks like he's been playing there for 10 plus years, the way he seems to have adapted to that role. And JJ as well, he's got such good attributes that he can really play anywhere on the ground with his speed.
And let's talk about your own rise into the AFL, recruited as a mature ager, 2020 pre-season draft, and get your opportunity through the VFL program. So you know the program very, very well, and you've come in and known what was required to get your opportunity. Are you feeling comfortable at the level now, but how special is it looking around thinking, you know, 3 or 4 weeks to go before finals with this team going super well and what actually could be on the horizon, you know, in terms of a collective?
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing for me this year. Like, I just wanted to get an opportunity to even train with the squad at the start of the year, and I wasn't signed initially, and that to get that opportunity is a big tick, and then to get signed, ticked another box, and then play round one. Yeah, awesome. Then to have remained in the side throughout the whole season, to be playing some half-decent footy, it's just been awesome for me. And I haven't really looked too far ahead as I've just been trying to tick those boxes along the way. But yeah, now that there's a chance to play AFL finals in my first year at AFL footy and be amongst some of the guys in the team that have been having unbelievable seasons, and to play alongside them is really exciting.
What's your mindset like in terms of scrapping your way onto the list and then I suppose once you've found your way onto the list, you've thought that's not even the challenge. Now it's getting into the side. So what do you feel has held you in good stead to become a really consistent AFL footballer from 12, 24 months ago, not even on a list?
Yeah, I think just being grateful for the opportunity that I've been given to be on the AFL list. A lot of boys who come from under-18s don't know what life's like outside of footy, but I guess you could say I've been lucky to have experienced, uni, full-time uni, AMOs, playing a few years on VFL list as well. It means that once I got the chance, I knew that I wouldn't give it up, and always just looking back at the journey so far, it gives me motivation to make every post a winner when I get that chance to play AFL.
Anthony, just off the top of your head, if you could just think about this number, how many times in that journey, obviously you've debuted as a 26-year-old and got your chance as a mature ager, how many times in that journey did a particular coach or friend or teammate say to you, don't give up hope, just remember Michael Barlow? He came through the VFL, he came from Shepparton, he came through as a mature ager. How many times has the name Michael Barlow been
that
said to you?
That was my next question, actually, Sam, so thanks for that.
How many times it been used as an example of what might be possible in your journey?
Yeah, I actually had a picture of him on my wall. Rub his forehead. Good luck. That was an inspirational story, yours. Sure. Yeah, guys like you who paved the way for mature ages, it seems like it's gotten easier, a little bit easier every year for mature ages to get a look in, and hopefully that trend continues.
Well, that's beautifully wrapped
my
up.
My work here is done. Yeah, Anthony, no. And my forehead, Anthony, thanks for rubbing it.
Yeah,
it's getting bigger. It's getting bigger because the hair is going backwards. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
There's a fraction too much friction in the words of split ends. You've got a few of those as well.
Yeah.
Anthony, in all seriousness, congratulations on what you've been able to do. And your story is just as valuable to those who have been struggling to find an avenue and find a pathway through. There'll be people that are looking at their, whether it be sons, daughters, mates, teammates, players, and saying, hey, look at Anthony Scott, 26 years of age when he was able to make his debut. Mate, congrats on that. Well done yesterday, and good luck for what's to come of the rest of the year.
Thanks, boys. Really appreciate it.
Anthony Scott, it's a great story. And just, we
could
on behalf of the Scott family, we do apologise that Mick Barlow didn't even know where he played, which must be deflating for the young man when he's idle. He's idle.
It's a tough one. I thought he was in line for an All-Australian half-forward position.
That post is being ripped down as we speak.
I'm going to ask Adam Cooney when he joins us at 1 o'clock, because Coons takes the first hour off of our shift.
Yep.
If he knows where Anthony Scott plays, because I guarantee you he's a half forward, and Bevo will have him back.
He did say that. He has been a half forward that got thrown back yesterday.